We're holding in Simon Lamed Tess. Meretz Hashem will finish it in today's shiur. We're up to Sif Zayin. Ein lok chin tefillin mezuzos sfarim min hakusim yoisim ikrei demehim harbe. So if non-Jews have tefillin, they're charging you to buy them. If it's not an exorbitant amount above the normal cost, then you should do that. And he says, "Kidei shlo yahargil leganvon legozlan," because if you do pay an extraordinarily large amount, you overpay for them exceedingly, then they're gonna be encouraged to continue to do this, steal more, and the Jews will buy them back. If they're not being bought back, then there's no incentive for them to do so in the future. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Yud Zayin. So if it's a little bit more, then you are obligated to spend a little bit more in order to get them back. After Sefer Torah, Shenimso Beyad Eina Yehudi, Yesh Omrim De Yigonez, there isn't a day in your day that if you find a non-Jew has a Sefer Torah, then he has to acquire a Geniza. Even though that's what the end would be, you still have to buy it back from them for a little bit more money in order to, in fact, put it into the Gneza. So they shouldn't, do something very disrespectful to it. In the Dishu 27, he brings a few interesting cases up here. He says, if you look in 27, so you're allowed to give a goy a mezuzah if he wants to put it up. You know, they have this like heebie-jeebie good luck charm, something like that. Are you allowed to? I remember as a kid growing up in California, I saw somebody, the mezuzah on the door. I said, "You're Jewish." They said, "No, we're not, but our friends who are Jewish gave it to us." Okay, so put that aside for a second, but can you do such a thing? So it says, it's also to do so. There are certain things that we do because of Eva. Therefore, this would be one of those exceptions. And he says, "Limkor sefer Torah lebate mishpat shel nochrim, a secular court, hila hashbia behem esa yehudim." They should take a shavu on this. Kosu b'shut maratz chayis shekeim and she'enem konim also kidei lilmod mehem. They're not using it to learn from. They're using it. This is their item, their holy item. They want you to take an oath on. Began shayach b'chach heter mishum eva. So too, we hear that there is permission because of the eva. So he writes, "Mutter lemoichru lehem." You'd be allowed to. And then, interesting, Legabi Mechirus Sefer Torah Lebeis Knesset Shel Conservative She'enim Shomrei Torah Avahim Mechadin Esad Sefer Torah V'korim Bo. So they're not going to do anything that's a bizoyan in the sense of doing something disrespectful, but they're going to be maybe the bizoyan is that they're using it in a conservative temple. So Kos B'shut Igris Moshe She'en B'kach Isu Be'etzim. Really, Be'etzim, it's not prohibited. Avahim Mechate El B'Sefer Torah Chadosh. We should only sell them a brand new one. Mishum Sheim hayu shim hu sefer Torah shekevar korbo. It's a sefer Torah that's been used already in a from shul. Say yesh lachush shenechshav lo that you read up. It's considered to be going down. She yishtamer al yedei oibrei aver, because it's now being used by people who are being doing averus. They're trying to honor it. Again. It might be their fault. Maybe this is they were educated. Maybe they don't know any better. We could be down the kav zechus, but lemaisa they are doing averus. So one should not use a used sefer Torah. But again, a shilus. Shalosh should be asked in these cases. Okay, that was 27. Back in the second two lines from the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah, Upasha dehu adin im heim pesul machmas atzmon. If they are inherently possible, gam kein chayav liknos me over gilun kedei lekosim. You have to hire. You have to pay money to get them back in order to put them into geniza. Avav kusav and avikoros. If an avikoros writes it to unin sreifels and reburn, ain't tzarech likat mehem. You don't have to buy the sefer Torah that's a film written by an avikoros in order to burn it. Yud Ches, Harbi, you pay a little bit more, but not too much more. Afal Pikein, Lo Yisalik Atzin, Yisrael Taketh Mimena Afsha Oimer Harbi. You shouldn't quickly refuse the deal. He said, "It's $1 million." This he said, "No way, get out of here, no way." Umechuyev La Asoki To Pen Yisrael Imo. He said, "No, I can't give you $1 million. I'll give you $1,000. Talk him into a little bit, right? Afkisha Ovi Gilulim Oimer Al Devar. Says, "No, it's going to be this Manichin Biyadim." Nevertheless, you do it before b'shas. The also loyim la odigulim sheet name bezur yosim idai. Don't say I'll give you $2 for this. What? That's all it's worth for you? No way. Dilma yirgaz haodigulim. You get so upset. Ve'yinhag bahem minhag bizoin. It's only worth $2 to you. I'll get rid of them. We know that there was when there was these when the Black Lives Matters people started making riots in L.A. So they went into shuls. They did the tefillin. I don't want to mention it, but they put them in totally inappropriate places. That was what these goyim will do. Then they see our holy objects, and they and they think that you're not taking it seriously, so then they're going to do something. So you can't, you have to bargain them down, but you have to bargain them at a reasonable rate, not just a ridiculous number. Okay, Ches. You should only buy them from a person who's an expert in which words are written mole, which words are written choser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yutes, aval lo mimi she'ein mumche, naf person not mumche, af al pi shalokeach roitz levadkum. Even though you say, I'll buy them from you and I'll just have them checked out, still you should not do that. Lefi she'ish l'chush l'shem yis atzel b'dikoson. Sometimes you might be well-intentioned when you buy it, but you know, something comes up, you forget about it, you know, a little bit of laziness over there. B'mnei she'torachu lo l'hasir, atzefiru, l'achzor, atzefiru, it's not so posh, it's not so simple to untie them, then to sell the bucket afterwards. Poshit. The Mishu who soifer kavua l'rabim who bichlal mumche. Person who is the soifer, then that's considered to be someone who's a mumche. Umezuzah, the hu hadin, parsha shal tefillin, right? Same thing over here with the mezuzah and the parsha shal tefillin. Nikochos afila shalom in a mumche. You can get them from somebody who's not a mumche. Ubetanai, shiyavdikenu, achrakach, on the condition that you're going to have them checked out afterwards. Okay, Sifa test now discusses buying in bulk. Lokach mimi she'ena mumche. So if you bought someone who's not a mumche, tzarech levadkum. You have to examine and make sure that you've done correctly. Lokach mimena mea ketitzos. You got 100 capsules, 100 of the casings like this, right, to them. Bodik mehen shlosha ketitzos. You don't have to do all 100, you check 3 out of them. This is the same idea with checking lettuce, something like that. If we can establish a chazaka on this batch, of these ketitzos, these tefillin, then we don't have to check every single one of them. Shtayim shel rosh v'achas shel yad. Do 2 from the rosh and 1 a yad. Shtayim shel yad v'achas shel rosh. Or do 2 from the yad and 1 of the rosh. Im metzon kashem. If you check these 3 and now 3 establishes the chazaka, these are all good. Huchzav zesh ha'ish v'hari kulam kashem. Then you now have a chazaka on the whole batch, all 100. Ve'in hashar tzarech medik. You don't have to check the remaining 97. That's when you got all 100 from one person. You got bundles. You got 40 from this guy, and 40 from this guy, and 40 from this guy. What it is, cheskosom le'anoshim harbe hengukuchim. You know that not one person's at all them. Lefikach boidik nikot seves shnayim shorosh ve'echad shelyad. Oh, shnayim shelyad ve'echad shorosh. Same thing. You check 3. Either 2 the rosh, 1 yad, or 2 yad, 1 rosh, from each one of these bundles, because they're coming from different people. Hamoyche tefilin ve'amr shehu shehayu Sha'odim Gadol, he's selling these from an Odim Gadol. Ne'aman ve'in tzrichim bedika. We believe in you do not need to do a bedika on this. Okay, comes along now Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat in Chaf, Lakach, Bedieved, she'ein sham munche be'ir, that there is no expert in the city where you are. Right, you want to check them, Levodkom, but Chaseros Yaseros, that you could do the Huadin, Bitzmuna, Sa'osios, that you write to see if they are done correctly. It's interesting, something we said earlier from the Shevet Halevi. If you look here in Dirshu 28, he talks about if a person themselves are not so mock, they say, you know, they go in the store, just give me a kosher pair to fill in. So then you don't have to be modia to him, these aren't the highest standard. He's just saying, give me a kosher pair. They say, I want basics, and you can give basic. Fine. Kenab Sif Lam Vav Sif Aleph, Ve'im Chushema Ibdan Shlodeshman. Why? Because we don't assume that someone who's working with tefillin, we just understand that they know what they're doing and they know the requirements. Therefore, even though you can't really check that, there's no way to check. They haven't yet invented a computer with artificial intelligence. They can check what's done with shema or not. But for those that we can check, like the how the letters are written, then that we should. Ve'ein hashar, the remaining ones do not require bedika. V'hu she'oimer she'kasavim ba'atzmo. He says, I wrote these. O she'oimer she'lekachem mi'adam achan. I got them all from the same person. The telinin she'oso ha'adam kasavon hakol ba'atzmo. Kevin she'heim b'tzeves echad. They're all in one group, one bundle. Moshe kasav ha'prisha. Fine. Chaf gimel godol. Nire dehu hadin im amar she'lekachem mi'mumche. Now he tells you that I got them from an adam god. I tell you I got them from mumche. You can believe him. Ne'eman. Why the Eidecha Nehman Bisurin? Beginning of Masecht Gittin. One person is believed when it comes to Yisurin. Your wife is believed when she tells you that the food she cooked you for lunch is kosher. Kosum Mogin Avram, the Al Koponim, the Inyan Shemakirin Oisosha, who Muchzak Bekashrus. We have to recognize this person has a Chazaka as we know who he is. Ayin Yuradeya, Simin Kuf Yates, Yed Beis, Bahagol, Lefish, and Mavur Sham, Muchak, the Im, the Re'inuhu. We see that he himself put on these tefillin. Then the Chogav, and he's believed. Why? Delavor ba'atzmo levada ina choshed. He himself would do this. He's going to put on a pair that feels not correct. He wouldn't do this. And then just in order to trick somebody, we don't say that. Va'ayin sham b'shach sivkatin aleph. Okay, chafei. Ve'ayin tzrichim b'dika, that you do not need to. If you see the Adam Gadol who did this, he's believed. You don't have to check them out. Shechazok al chaver she'ina moitzi nachas yado dova she'ina mufsukan. Because we believe that a chaver, a tamrach, would not let anything in his control that's not done correctly. So if he has oversight over this, it would be done. It would be fine. Okay, last one. Yud tefillin shehuch suku bekashrus einam tzurichem bedika laolam. If they have a chazak, you don't need to ever check it. Ve'im einam anichin el aprak, only upon occasionally and tzurichem bedika pa'mayim b'shul. You have to check them twice in a 7-year cycle, once every 3.5 years. Ends off the Rama, ve'im ein lo mishiyuch alivdoik lachzor latofron. If you don't have anybody who can actually check them and then re-sew it up afterwards, yinichem kach below bedika, then you should just leave it without having it checked up, because you'll have them checked, but then you're done. You can't put them back on together. You can't put them back afterwards. Okay. Chavav la'olam, right, that this is saying that you don't need to have them checked. Shekol zman shechipuyan shalim, it's been unopened. Harehim bechezkasim min hadin. The ikadin, it stands. It's only done at chazaka, and you don't have to worry about it. Vein choshen shema nimchako os mitochon o nikbo. You don't worry about letter got erased or letter got punctured as a hole in it. Mikol makom nachum levodkon. It's correct to check them. Mivnei shem is kalkalin mipnei hazeya. That things could happen. You're sweating on your arm, your head. Also, sometimes people take a shower in the morning before davening, then they have their hairs wet while they're putting on tefillin. The moisture there could do something to harm the tefillin. The im nikra chipui habatim, they got ripped. Oshin nishru b'mayim, fell into water or something like that. Tzrichim b'dika take it. You have to check it out immediately. Shem and nimcha kaksav o niskalkel, maybe got raised, maybe got ruined. The chol shetzorich b'dika min hadin the ein lo mi sheyibdok yitvor osam. Right. So let's say now this happened. It got torn or it fell into water or something like that, and now you know it needs to be checked. But where you are, there's no one to check it and sort it up afterwards. So manicha b'lo brach. You continue to put them on, but don't make a brach anymore. The lo shayich ukma achazok haigavnu, because we don't. There was a reis, so there was something that ruined the chazaka, so we can't say it necessarily with vados. It's still good. Because of chay adam du huadin im monachim b'mokum lach. If you put them into a wet place, hakol lefihein. You have to figure out if there's a real concern. Then you should get them checked out. But if you cannot get them checked out, you put them on without a bracha. And then we said over here in Chav Zayin that if you put them on occasionally, the chashin and shem in this apshu. Lekach yivde came shnei pamim b'shmita. That since we're considering something like moldy happened to them, so they have to be checked out two times in the 7-year cycle. There is an interesting dirshu that they bring from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in 34. It says, "Uv batei tefillin shenasu mizmanein b'hidur." Right, nowadays they're done with all these hidurim. The das Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Chalicha Shlomo. You don't have to check them. Things happen by opening up and checking that creates issues that weren't there beforehand. This is what I think Shechrasor from Shlomo Zalman Orbach or Simon said this in Shir once. That really Me'ikar Din HaMezuzah, if it has a chazaka, does not require, an indoor mezuzah does not require to be checked, because nothing that takes it away from its chazaka. Same thing over here by the tefillin. I think he said there was an outdoor mezuzah might because of the weather, but okay, so it's the same story over here by the tefillin. If you have the chazaka, then it's fine, it doesn't need to be checked. Okay, last one, Chav Ches, Yinichem Kach, you should put them on without check it. There's no one that's just going to stitch them up. Le'in yibroch, but do I make a bracha? Samash mechay odam ditzarech levarach. You do make a bracha. Atam, the reason appears. Mishim delo re'inu aleihem re'usa berurah. We don't have any re'usa, so anything that clearly would take away from it to make it lose its status. Mashe'en kein benishru b'mayim. But that's not the case. If something got soaked in the water, ocean is kalkel ha'or, the leather got ripped. Now we mentioned, l'maisa tzarech in. We're not sure what to do. L'maisa ha'moitzi tefillin mushlochim bin geniza, if he found tefillin that were put into geniza for burial below ritzus psuchim, that they were, there's no ritzus anymore and they've been opened up, in this case yesh lachosh sheyesh lehem psul nistar, that there's maybe something wrong with it and we can't figure out, that's why they put it into the geniza. Aval im matzon derech hinuach nekisan leik lemechash, but if he found them sitting nice normally in the tefillin bag, then there is no reason to be concerned in that case. Okay, the Mitzvah Hashem will pick it up next year with Simon Mem.